Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave Harrigan, our lineup 6-9, Vanita. Seems to me Vanita likes her children. And likes dogs. Is that your sense?
Absolutely. She's a big fan of her children and all dogs.
Yeah. Then we get to the dog and children hating show, 9-0. And I will push back on anybody because they admitted that they won't. Like, everybody in the – well, first of all, David Josephson doesn't think dogs should even exist.
Correct.
His lovely, kind, magnetic mom grew up with dogs, but the dogs were never, ever, ever allowed in the home. Not making it up. Adam and Jordana, sometime in the last year, admitted they wouldn't spend any money caring for an ill dog. Mm. I don't want to tell them how much money I spent on Charlie. This ACL, that ACL, I mean, well deep into five figures, and I do it every time because I miss, God, I miss that dog so much. I'm not going to cry right now, but I miss him so much. This has been on my phone, the screensaver of my phone.
The great picture of Charlie.
For a year. My oldest boy, who was born April 5th, 1995 at 7:35, and right away peed on his mother, is about to be born. About to get married next week, and I'm still not going to take Charlie off my screensaver. That's how much I miss him. Then I hear Jordana often say children are just awful.
She despises kids. Despises.
Are we exaggerating?
No.
I don't think we are.
And our partner, Adam, takes every opportunity he possibly can to skip all of his children's birthdays.
Yes! Exactly.
Oh, you got a birthday coming up? Oh, geez, where can I go? Vegas, Chicago, New York, anywhere. Get me out of here.
None of that is inaccurate, correct?
No, 0% of it.
Okay. So, to the surprise of no one, these two came out in favor today when it was announced, I think, late yesterday, that the University of Minnesota, they're too tuckered. They're too busy. They will no longer host graduation ceremonies at Mariucci Arena.
The high schools.
Yes.
The high school graduation.
High school
they'll still their own graduations.
Yeah, exactly. The high school.
Yeah, Wayzata, get out of here. You're not coming to visit.
Yes. I've attended multiple graduations there. And I'm prepared next year when a young man who's like a son to me, Michael Anderson, I'm prepared to be there and then be out of there right when they get done with him. because I'm not staying all the way through the Z's. You know, I think it's fine. I encourage all of you. I mean, if your kid's an H, you're staying. If your kid's an A or a Z, show up late. Come on.
No, keep going, because you're already digging yourself into a hole on your argument.
But, I'm right.
You know, you're exposing your fraudulence already, but keep going.
I am right. The U of M, now they're saying this, including after there were two separate shootings outside the arena. Okay. Including the YZ one.
Yeah.
So is that why they're doing this?
Because part of it.
Because I'm not defending it. Like, yeah, it wasn't like, oh, you know what I want? I want to add a little more drama to high school graduations. We should have a shooting. No, it was despicable what happened. Uncalled for, dangerous. Michael knew people at that event, and because of him, I was concerned. Here is a spokesperson. Hosting more than 20 outside events with thousands of attendees over a two-week period represents a significant strain on the university's limited resources that is no longer sustainable. Give me a break. Give me a break. You're making money. You think Wayzata High School, fill in the blank, the other super high schools are just going there for free and they're not paying the University of Minnesota? Is that a beehive of activity? End of May, early June at Mariucci Arena? Have I missed something? Gopher men and women's hockey teams are playing then? No. Continue to have the graduation there. And if you want to bring six people to a great event, you know what I say? Bravo. The family haters, the dog hating show is like, oh, too many people are there. Who decides? Who comes out in policy and says, no, I don't want more family members to enjoy seeing their grandchild graduate? You know what it does? One who said she hated her children until they became adults, and another who would go to Chuck E. Cheese on a birthday just to avoid one of his daughter's birthday parties. Your people.
Their reasoning may be flawed.
Maybe. Maybe flawed. We're too busy.
But
we're
they're
talking.
Correct.
Oh.
And I'm struggling to wade through the fraudulence that you have. You've already admitted you hate graduations. If you could show up for 20 seconds, you would hear Hunter Hartman, and you would walk out the door.
That would have been great if they would have made that a combination.
If you could find out, you know, Hunter Hartman will be announced at 7:19 and 46 seconds, you'd walk in at 7:19 and 12 seconds just to make sure you were there on time.
I think the superintendent, is it Chase Anderson? If I could have slipped him a couple Wolves tickets and said, hey, do me a favor, right away, Hunter Hartman. We won't applaud. Because we don't want to be too disruptive. We'll be good. We'll come back near the end. Okay? Because then when he's looking for us, we'll be there. But we really went home because Wayzata is so big. We went home and took a four-hour nap, and then we'll come back, and Hunter will act like we were there the entire time.
So the university, through this move, is telling all of the massive high schools around here that need their facilities, quote-unquote, need their facilities.
Their families are not allowed.
They're telling
families
them, you know
should
what?
Not see their grandkids graduate. That's what they're telling
them. No, they are telling them, you know, you are taking advantage of this space too much. You are not only, obviously, using all the space by inviting 37 people, you are blowing up the pomp and circumstance, pun intended there, to make this celebration more than it needs to be. It's time for you to pare it down, to shorten it, to get it a little tighter.
It sounds like what you'd like. Should one parent only be allowed, Dave? Who should be allowed? When your beautiful daughters graduate, would you like to tell your parents right now, you're not allowed to go. Is that what you're saying right now?
Sure.
That's what you're saying.
No, I'm saying that
so it's okay for you. Okay, I got it. So I can make my rules, but now you want to make your rules, and I'm the fraud? Can I borrow this from Tenna?
Box. Mm. Wow. Of all the people you could borrow something from.
Yeah.
Okay. No. My point is simply that they are giving everyone in the state of Minnesota that could possibly want to use their facilities, they're giving you all the Hartman option. Everything needs to be stripped down. You need to cut it down. You can't get everybody in our massive facility and have everything take 4 hours. You know what? You're going to have a finer, a smaller facility, perhaps your own school, perhaps a smaller little arena that's a neighborhood size arena. And you know what? You're just going to have to make do with what you can. And we're going to help all the parents out there like Chad Hartman that don't want to sit through a five-hour engagement.
Nobody wants to sit through that. You know, see, the problem is I brought this up now because the 3-6 one, he hates kids too.
Always has.
Often he gets their names confused.
Yes.
He never brought them to fireworks a single time.
No.
And then he made sure they both went to school as far away as possible. The contiguous United States. One's in New York, one's in California.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only show that loves children, along with Vanita, and apparently your love is on the rocks.
No, I love my children, and I want to keep the love to myself.
Yes.
I want to share it with the grandparents.
Admit it, I'm right. 651-461-9226. Are you with me that the U of M, oh, no, because it's really so troublesome when nothing is going on at Marietta. Oh, no, we're going to have to accept the money from the schools and we'll have to open it up for graduation. Or you're an ogre like Dave and one parent should be allowed. And then apparently when you go to this graduation, you should be there for 17 hours and not leave, not have a drink, not go to the bathroom. That's Dave's policy. Where do you stand? 651.
It changed my policy.
461-9226. That's the policy I heard. Here's my policy. Rely on Amber Scholl. Rely on insurance, which is with you every single day. I don't know. Maybe tonight when I'm driving up. We normally have a post-show meeting. About 9-10 hours. So we leave here. 11, 12, we break down each segment. So maybe at about 11:30 when we leave, maybe I'll get in a car accident. I can call Amber Scholl. I know I have the best car coverage that is possible. I also know it's not free. And none of these coverages that any of us have right now are inexpensive. But go with one. Go with American Family. Go with the local office at Amber Scholl Heads because there are many people at the office. It's not just Amber. And I don't want just a 1-800 number. I want Amber, American Family. How about your house? Maybe something happens with the snow. Maybe we get one more thunderstorm. You're uncertain. Even if you just think, I need to check teamscholl.com. That's the website, teamscholl.com. It's S-C-H-O-L-L.com. And compare my insurance. You're not wasting any time. Do it this afternoon. Trust me. Same office for me for 35 years. Teamscholl.com. U of M says, you know what? We want to go home early. We're too tired. We don't want to be bothered. We certainly don't want to make our employees work. We don't want to accommodate and allow more parents. You know, Dave, sometimes what happens is some parents, they actually get a divorce. And then maybe they get married again. So you could have mom and dad, their new spouses, maybe they all get along. Maybe they're great. Maybe they travel together, and maybe there's two siblings.
Nobody gets along with their ex. Calm down.
Probably. Right? So then there's six people, and they go to one of those super schools. You know, now if they go to Armstrong High School, they're attending the greatest high school ever. Armstrong, we'd have it in the backyard at Armstrong High School, 1983. All red. They still look back at that 1983 class with reverence. But Dave is now saying you would like one of those parents to go, is there a time limit for you? Are they allowed to, would you like a revolving door? So more people can go in. So Hunter Hartman, boom, they're out. And so more people can get in.
I think you would agree with this when it comes to a graduation ceremony. Brevity is a key to making it a successful ceremony. I think when you have the big space, then you just find a way to drag it on. Let's do the big long procession.
Eden Prairie has it on campus. You think it's just going to speed up? You know, you're used to quick, you know, celebratory events. So you think it's going to be really fast now when it's at the high school?
I think they'll tighten it up, yes. Okay. Absolutely, I do.
Okay. Among the techs, 100% agree with the U of M and their policy.
Mm-hmm.
People can't.
Patriot.
People, wait for it. Wait, I want to see if
I don't care. He said he agrees.
Okay. People can't control themselves anymore with guns, drugs, etc. graduation ceremonies. It's like all graduation ceremonies now need to have the National Guard and police present to protect this terrorism at graduation ceremonies. Paul in Coon Rapids. Paul might be the dumbest text in the history of this radio station. You really think that's what happens at every high school graduation this day? Everybody's doing, yep, we're all lining up fentanyl, meth, we're shooting guns, we can't control ourselves. Paul, take your head out of the sand. Yeah, last year at Mariucci, there was a shooting. Embarrassing, awful. Do you want to know why it stands out so much, Paul? Because it happened and people were shocked. They've been having graduation ceremonies down at the U of M for decades. And the reason why this one stood out is it was so rare. Can another one happen? Could possibly another one take place in Minnesota? Sure. And so what we're going to do is we're going to punish all the other kids, all the other parents, because some jackasses shot guns. That's what we should do. Paul, leave your basement, live a little bit. It's not that dangerous, and it's not that generalizing in the insults to people who attend graduations. That's your guy right there. How you feeling?
His first point was correct. I think we waded into a bit of the hyperbole after that.
A bit?
Yeah, a bit.
A bit, yeah. Maybe the shootings made the insurance costs skyrocket, and they sure agree to lower rates if they reduce the number of events. Well, I just was talking insurance, and we know insurance isn't free. I have a tough time believing because of one shooting at the school where my kids formerly attended. So that could have been with my kids. That I could have been horrifying, right? That we now should punish every other school. Really? That's what, so something doesn't happen forever and ever. It happens one time, and now we're going to end it? This wasn't 9/11 that took place. Did I miss 9/11 at the Wayzata High School graduation last year? Do we have 3,000 killed? Did I miss that?
I don't think that happened.
Yeah,
it's not their only reason. They said that's part of the reason.
They're tuckered. They're too busy. They've
got a lot going on.
Nothing. They have not. What else is going on at Mariucci in late May and early June? Tell me. What?
Hockey practice?
Honestly.
Perhaps some intramurals? I don't know. I'm not there. But you know what? It's probably more difficult to get the workers that you need for an event like that when there is nothing going on. You know, if it's hockey season, obviously you've got people staffed repeatedly every week, every other week, whatever it needs to be. All of a sudden, April, June, you got to say, hey, who's available for these couple of dates in random early or late spring, early summer?
When you sign up for the job, you're told there will be other events at said facility. You think?
Look, I'm pulling at straws here, okay? give me this.
Chad, I usually agree with you, but not on this.
See?
When there are that many grads, you can't see him on stage unless sitting really close. Just go to the after party. Yes, you can.
See, we're doing it for the parents and the grandparents and the brothers and the sisters and the cousins and the aunts and the uncles.
So, well, the first texture is there's. It's like
you can't see him.
It's like Baghdad. You know when we invaded Iraq. Yeah, okay. That the first Paul. Now this one, you're not at the big house. You know, in Ann Arbor, you're at Mariucci, which seats what about seven? Well. 7,000, 6,000?
No, they did an addition. It's up to 42.
Okay. You can see everything. It's the used property. They can do whatever they want. Okay.
Yeah, Chad.
Okay. Well, that's
not their.
Okay. So, in other words, don't offer an opinion on anything else in life unless you own it. We sort of give opinions. That's kind of part of what we do here.
So far, you're on the wrong side of history from what I can tell from the texters.
Oh, wait for a second. Dave was boxed. Nice work, Chad. Neither of my sons went through graduation when they graduated from college. I think that one's different. I think for a lot of kids, they with college, they don't go through it.
Yeah, there's plenty that don't do the ceremony.
Right. Most kids with high school, wouldn't you say a high percentage, are a part of it?
Yeah, it's the party for the high schoolers.
Mm-hmm. My daughter's commencement was the Minneapolis Convention Center. Each student got 4 tickets. My son's 2020 principal came to her house. We were allowed 15 people. Huh. It was a shooting chat. I've made that point.
What?
10 times? Yeah. It was a shooting. We said that. And so because of that, because one time there was a shooting, which is indefensible, awful, nobody else gets to have a graduation ceremony there, ever. So anytime there's a car accident, we're no longer allowed to drive. Any city that has a shooting, you should never go to it. Is that what these folks are suggesting? I think I'm the only one who loves my kids. That's it. I thought you loved your kids, a lot of these folks. You know, a lot of these kids, they don't want to go to their grandkids' graduation or their nephew's graduation. I think that's what I've stumbled upon here.
I think they want to go. They just want it to be a pared-down celebration where they can actually see the kids across the stage. I'm looking at a bunch of little ants in caps and gowns. You can't tell who's who.
Isn't it the university's choice to decide what events they want to host? Of course it is.
Mm-hmm.
Just like it's governors' policies that they get to do. Do we just not say anything? Presidents, we don't say anything. We give opinions. That's part of what we all do in life, including here. Here's a man who gives opinions 3 to 6. Also a man who's, I'm sure, elated by this because I'm guessing he didn't attend his kid's graduation. In fact, Alyssa had to tell him recently that his kids are now done with high school. That's Jason DeRusha. He's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I paint a little picture for you?
Please do.
For Halloween, among your myriad of places, where will you be?
Well, the other day on the show when I said that I'm considering, like, just going out. Like,
yeah.
Turn off the light, trick-or-treating.
That's rude.
A texter, I meant to respond, and now it's like, you know, it's gone forever.
Yeah.
Or maybe he emailed. He was like, I have a reservation at Diane's place for 4 if you'd like to join us.
Ooh.
Which, you know, where do you land on like a random unsolicited listener offering like a nice moment?
I'll give an example.
Because I'm tempted. You know?
One of the 5 best places in town?
Yeah.
For sure, right? Diane's place?
Yeah.
Recently, I played golf with folks who had bid through the Jordana Blood Cancer event.
Right.
3 great individuals. I'm, when I come back
pretty
from this
fun,
trip,
yeah,
going to dinner
right
with some folks.
Yeah, I think like sometimes.
I don't think that's any
different.
I went
and stayed at a cabin of a guy who listens to the show and heard me say some nice stuff about Bay Lake. And he's like, do you want to stay at my cabin?
Okay,
was he there?
He was not there. I did have someone vouch for him who knew him.
Oh, he wasn't there.
No, he just let us use his place. Pretty amazing.
Were there
right?
cameras everywhere? Or?
Oh, yeah. It's fine. Got to pay the toll.
Text right now, if you could offer a night out, what are you providing Jason DeRusha? Maybe it's just the house.
Right.
Maybe it's cribbage.
Very nice.
And goulash.
I love cribbage.
Yeah?
Pro.
At one point, I was a fairly good cribbage player.
There is no strategy in cribbage. Give me a break. That's, how can anyone be better than anyone else?
How it's I would destroy you then.
Strictly counting is all it is.
Dave, did you hear this? He thinks there's no skill in cribbage.
He said no strategy is what he said. Counting is a skill.
There is minor skill. I believe they teach second graders to play cribbage.
I remember the last time I played cribbage. Level. I couldn't even tell you how to play.
This would not last real long.
I like a cribbage.
Okay. You know. Maybe it's Spoon and Stable.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's up to the people. Text it.
Maybe it's you'd like him to come over and vacuum. You would do housework around the house. What are you offering?
What are you offering?
Is it both? Is it you and Alyssa, or is it just you potentially?
Well, I can tell you already that Alyssa, had she listened to any of this, would be like, no.
She's out. Okay, right. So it's just Jason.
Although she has come on some nonsense before from the Jordana bidding experience. You know.
Did she go to the Bayfield cabin?
Yeah.
Okay, so she...
Did she go to dinner with some people who bid on the Jordana?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if it's good enough, Alyssa. I'm going to call her. Alyssa is willing to go.
That's what I call her on Halloween when she puts the blonde wig in.
Yes.
The wig on and the wig in.
Wow. Yeah. And a little dress up at the DeRusha
sure.
house. Okay.
Why not?
Why don't you lick an Oreo too right in front of the kids? Dave, what do you think about that? Just kind of a statement. A lot of licking, maybe.
And yes. Surrounded by pork. Oh,
so I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do about the Halloween festivities. Like, we'll probably stay home. We have candy to get.
Are you
going
to brag again about the big candy thing?
No, I'm done with king size candy.
Yeah.
Done with it.
Yeah.
I did it for a long time, and kids don't care.
They don't.
They don't care.
No.
The parents are like, oh, that's cool. But the kids do not care.
I don't think the parents think it's cool.
I did like a test one year where I had the, you could choose. Do you want a full-size candy bar or do you want like three little.
Multiple.
And people, I was left with a box of full-size candy bars. No one cares. So.
Dave, that's.
You know what, kids? You don't care. Screw you. Is what I said.
Dave, I think the children made the right choice. When did you have three?
No.
The medley of three versus the giant whatever. I think they were Snickers, right?
It was Snickers and Butterfinger and like it was the whatever you get at Costco.
Yeah. Which way are you going?
Unless the big one is like one of my top two or three favorites.
Reese's was in
there. I'm going for the smaller.
But you're
going
to get a million of these small ones at every other house, right? Like, why wouldn't you want the loophole candy when your parents are like, you could have one piece of candy, and then you get, wha-bam, you get out the full size.
Stuck with an entire Butterfinger.
Wha-bam?
Wha-bam!
The View won't wear Halloween costumes because we can't talk about the Middle East while dressed as Little Orphan Annie. I mean, are they really taking themselves that serious?
The View. What happened, The View?
Oh, my God.
Was such a nice little show when it started funny. Like, they talk about some real stuff. But it was sort of like the way we do our shows.
Right.
And now, like, they think they are, like...
Setting the agenda for the world.
Just the most insufferable Hollywood ding-dongs. Like, no thank you.
Normally, I think a lot of people look really stupid, but in this case, if you're so pompous saying, we're going to break down and solve SNAP benefits and the issue so I can't go as the K-pop demon hunters.
Do you miss the good old days of the Today Show before like Matt Lauer got canceled for the button, having the button that locked his door when people came in? But you when they would all wear...
But when you stop there, I'm like... Do you miss that men no longer can lock the door unsuspecting? I mean, you miss that.
Those were the good old days, right?
Wait, are they done dressing up now?
I don't know. It was just better, though, when it was like, it was so shocking. You're like, oh, my gosh, your news people are like, and now, like, every, do the morning shows do it? They would never let us do it at Channel 4. One year, we
really?
Yeah.
because they thought it, you were
the
too
news.
Serious?
You're supposed to do the news,
oh,
and then
stop.
We would one year like we. When you're in the morning news, you could pretty much do whatever you want because nobody really knows what you're doing, right? There's no managers, no bosses. They're not watching. They don't care. But the last segment, the promo team had like shot this dopey morning show promo with like little mascots. There was like an alarm clock and a coffee cup. And we went.
Wait, were they mascots?
They were like full size dress up. Like,
oh, okay. I got it. Yep.
Coffee cup would be like interacting with Angela Davis or whatever the bit was.
Sounds creepy.
It was a little, I would say it was not, well, let's just say that morning show team got replaced.
Yeah.
So, maybe it's because of the mascots. It wasn't Angela's fault. It wasn't Mike Binkley.
Yeah.
They were great.
Bank of America.
The Bank of America.
And Angela, we should wish her the best. News came out, about a month ago?
Yes.
Breast cancer?
Breast cancer.
Very nice person.
Outstanding. Both of them.
Both of them. Very nice.
Terrific.
Yeah.
But yeah, we stole the costumes out of the scene shop and put them on at the end of the show.
Would you pay $20,000 to have a home robot that will learn to do almost all the chores at your house?
Which house?
That's the problem. You would need multiple robots or, wait for this, Dave, the robot can also drive. So the robot is going from Maple Grove to Minneapolis to St. Paul to now your new place in Bayfield.
I mean,
for $20,000, you're in if you get four
for
places.
Sure. I mean,
right?
I was in Hudson last night and just thinking, man.
Where were you?
Went to Nova Bar.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was in Woodbury. I mean.
Did you say out of diff?
Could have stopped over.
Liliana. I popped in at Liliana.
It's right by me.
New restaurant.
Right by me.
Oh, yeah.
Come over carve pumpkins.
Oh. Pumpkin carving.
Pause on that. Pause.
I
got to
think about where I'm
okay,
at.
Okay, where is Jason pumpkin carving?
That's a tease.
Because Dave, if that doesn't cause you to cigarette. Because Dave's pumpkin carving is elite. Is that where we're at now? Unless your pumpkins look tremendous. And Dave, your pumpkins look tremendous.
You bet they do.
Hide your pumpkins. Yeah. Is that the policy right now? Six, and who isn't four tremendous looking pumpkins? I am.
One of my favorite gourds.
Yeah. 651-461.
Nice 9226.
You know what? Keep those gourds looking good by stretching. Okay. Proper stretching will help your gourds stay firm and in all the right spots. Stretch whether you're 15, stretch whether you're 35, stretch whether you're 70. And of course, most of the stretching is going to take place at your house. You know, Stretch Lab isn't going to come to you. They're not the robot. You're going to come to what? Location in Maple Grove, location in Plymouth, location in Woodbury, and 10 more. They're everywhere in this town. Trained specialists, trained for months. They have technology. You're going to do some squats. You can see how far you can touch maybe your toes, your knees, and then you'll talk to one of the specialists, and then you'll sign up for that first 50-minute stretch, and you will feel better, and you'll say, hey, how can I sign up for this monthly? Because you'll want it going forward. StretchLab.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
A guided fishing tour on my lake.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
cabin on Otter Tail Lake for a weekend for the man about town. That'd be good.
That's fun. Nice.
Long walk off a short pier.
That's an underused joke. There was a point where that was like a red hot burn.
Yes, that was. That's how I got something. Yeah. I have a school bus. I'll drive Jason and Alyssa around wherever they want to go.
Party bus type vibe.
They can do whatever they want in the bus. No cameras.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Dave Harrigan, can you get to your photo of the pumpkins that you and was it the four of you last night?
Along with my mom.
Oh. Who will not be allowed to attend a graduation for either of your daughters because...
Not enough tickets.
Sorry. Tickets.
Sorry. Yeah. U of M.
Yeah.
It's a tough break.
What the hell, U of M? Seriously.
It's a joke.
You're like, you know what? We're trying to get funding for our children's hospital. We're trying to do this. And like, in the meantime, how about we just give a big middle finger to...
We want our employees to go home at 3 o'clock.
Oh, this is nice work. So do you use a stencil and like sort of like a pattern on the, because you're not freehanding this. This is just,
wow.
Stencil.
You show him your outstanding work and right away an insult.
Well, it's still hard to do with the stencil. But
there's six total pumpkins. Two were stenciled, four were freehanded, including my own.
All right. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
How about an apology?
I do apologize.
Yeah.
Although I just asked a question, which apparently on this show is an accusation.
No, you did say, well, obviously those were all stenciled.
Is that what I said? Can we roll it back?
I'm an artiste.
Do we have to rewind?
How dare you even ask the question?
This is like, it's like working with Jackson Pollock. Right here.
Yeah.
They call me Jackson Pumpkin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Coffee delivery is now a $1 billion business for Starbucks. Do we have the laziest country ever? $1 billion to get your coffee, hot chocolate, frappuccino delivered.
It's crazy.
Honestly.
It's crazy. Good for them, I guess. But I do think, like, you and I love restaurants. We love bars. And
humans.
The younger generation's obsession with getting everything delivered is going to radically change kind of the landscape of our cities because businesses aren't going to be able to make it.
Correct.
And so we're all just going to have ghost kitchens and have it delivered to your home, and everyone's going to be single with their cat and their little blankie and
never having sex, never talking to anybody. Yeah. It's a crazy concept.
Great for OnlyFans.
When I get my hot talk, you know what I like it? Hot.
Yeah.
You know? I really don't want to.
I do think that's weird.
I know.
But part of the, you know, these Starbucks and the Caribou's, they're beverage companies. They're not really coffee companies. So, like, they are selling the smoothies and the coolers and all this other stuff.
Right.
Coffee is a rather small portion of what they're doing.
Okay. So let's get to ranked choice voting.
Sure.
Okay. If you are the defending champion, Jacob Fry right now is the defending champion. You hold the belt.
Yep.
And I know yesterday Dwayne Davis is trying to push back, and it's the media. But then after our conversation, I looked online, and I found picture after picture after picture of the three of them together.
Right.
So I don't think it's just the media. I think Jazz, who's on with you today, and Dwayne have appeared a number of times with Omar. Should Fry and should the voters feel like this is the way to best determine who is the mayor if three of them, in theory, are telling you, rank us 1, 2, 3, as opposed to pick the one person who you want to be the mayor? Seems to me this is rife for just gaming the system.
The hard part about it is when you have a city that is a one-party city.
Yep.
If you just had a primary, well, not that many people are going to vote in a primary. So that isn't a great solution. What this does, in theory, is, look, all of us have been there in a regular election, in a binary, in a pick one election, where maybe your favorite candidate you also know is not going to win. And so you feel like, I'm not going to vote for my guy or gal.
Which I view as a mistake.
Because they don't have a shot.
I still think you should vote for the person. But I think a lot of more people agree with you.
But more people do it like that. They're like, well, I want my vote to count more.
Mm-hmm.
So in ranked choice, you can vote for your person. And then you could put, you're, well, I know it's between these two, so that'll be my number two or number three.
Right.
So I don't know. I find it, it does lead to this kind of gamesmanship. Every election has a certain amount of gamesmanship.
Yeah, I'm not saying there's a perfect system, but
I don't love this. But I don't know what a better way to do it is.
Status quo. I still think status quo is better.
Just pick a winner?
Yeah.
Primary? Or just
you would have to have
go
a primary.
Straight to a general? So if you pick a winner, do you have to have a majority then? Or like, so in a race like this where you have 12
no.
or 15 candidates, the winner could have 24%.
No, because in a lot of our presidential elections,
yeah.
even with a
but
Jill
you get closer,
Stein
you're like
or a
40,
libertarian.
You're still like, the winner's going to have 44%, 46. In the city right. of Minneapolis, if you did the election as is, well, maybe there would be polling that would sort of push to the bottom.
Yeah.
But if you have four viable candidates, the winner may have 30%.
Is that a problem?
I think so.
You really think so?
Yeah. I think if you look at the final election, then you're left, as a voter, you're left with like, well, 7 out of 10 people didn't even want this.
Would it potentially allow us, not in this city, because you're right, it's just it's the lefties
yeah,
and centrists
right.
and righties, you have no chance, which is wrong. I wish we had more options. But if in more elections we allowed 5, 6, 7 people, would we get a better selection of candidates? Would the middle have a better chance to be represented when now the parties are just co-opted by their extremes?
Maybe, like if you had a presidential election, if you did ranked choice presidential election instead of party primary, to maybe you would have
maybe.
More moderate.
Yep.
I don't know. It's all confusing for those of us who are old and have done it one way for a long time. You know?
Your latest construction time check is 257. Time to refresh your curb appeal with some siding. 50%
yes!
off installation labor through October 31st. Update that curb appeal.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.